Support for KPLU comes from the Shack Arts Center in Everett, featuring a glass pumpkin patch and glass blowing demonstrations during Shacktoberfest, September 24th through 27th at the Shack Arts Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
From the city of New Orleans, multi-Grammy-winning trumpet player Terrence Blanchard's been tearing up the jazz world for three decades now, traveling many musical paths but always sounding like himself. He's composed dozens of film scores, many for Spike Lee's movies like Mo Betta Blues and the Hurricane Katrina documentary When the Levee Breaks. His fantastic new album with largely electric instruments is called Breathless. With Taylor Eigsti at the keys, Charles Altura on guitar, Donald Ramsey plays bass, and that's Chris Bailey at the drums. Please help me welcome Terrence Blanchard featuring the E Collective.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Governor Terrence Blanchard featuring the E Collective live in the studios here at KPLU. The fantastic new record's called Breathless. Great to have you guys here, Terrence.
Thanks for having us.
I understand, well, I know this is sonically kind of a new direction for you, but I also have been reading that it's something you've been thinking about doing for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Oscar Seton, who's the drummer who normally plays with us, and Donald, we've been talking about this for like about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And it started kind of when we were doing, I think it was either Talk to Me or Inside Man, and Oscar was the drummer. And we had so much fun playing, you know, somebody just made a joke and say, oh man, we should put together a band. And I went, yeah, maybe we should.
Can you talk about putting together the band specifically? I mean, it's a band like this, it turns into a family when you start touring around. How difficult was it to put this group together?
Not difficult at all. I mean, because like I said, Donald, he was already on board. Oscar was already on board. Those guys were waiting on me, actually. You know, that's a conversation you should have with them, because my schedule was such I couldn't really commit to it at a certain point. But once we made the confirmation, got the, you know, together and talked about it, I knew Fabian was already on board. Mm-hmm. This guy, he was the X Factor. Charles. So yeah. I sent him a message, man, and it's a pretty funny story. So I sent him a message on Facebook detailing this entire thing. I had this long conceptual thing written out, and I didn't hear from him for like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. And I got nervous. I'm like, well, maybe he wants to move on. Finally, I get a message back, and he just said, cool.
Enough said. Yeah. I really encourage everybody to go get a copy of Breathless. Fantastic record. It begins mm-hmm. with a really great cover of Compared to What, the mm-hmm. Les McCann protest song, mm-hmm. Featuring PJ Morton singing. He's all over this record.
He's great.
The title track comes on, and your son is reciting lyrics referencing Eric Garner's death at the hands mm-hmm. of police, which mm-hmm. is really moving. There's mm-hmm. a clip of Cornel West on the record as well. This has turned into a really political album. Did it start out that way?
No, it didn't. I mean, when we first put the group together, my idea for the group was to put together a group like this that can really inspire kids who wanted to play instruments, who may not necessarily want to be jazz musicians, but, you know, we want to encourage them to play instruments at a high level. So that's how it all started. But as we were touring, we were in Europe, you know, initially, and, you know, these stories were unfolding, you know, it seemed like month by month. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't ignore it any longer. At a certain point, you have to kind of say something, you know, say what's on your mind.
Also wanted to talk about the idea of having vocalists on the record, and mm-hmm. I wonder what the collaboration was like with lyrics and things like that.
It's pretty funny, actually, yeah. You know, because the track Compared to What was something that I'd done for a film mm-hmm. Many years ago, and I just kept it. And when I pulled the track out, I sent it to PJ without thinking about what keys he's normally sings in. Mm-hmm. But it worked out because, you know, when we got to one section, he was asking me about this one thing. And I said, listen, man, don't worry about the melody. Just do your thing, you know. And he got in there and he laid in all the backgrounds and the lead vocals. He did an amazing job. And then working with my son was really interesting as well, because he's a great songwriter and vocalist in his own right. But, you know, I love the way he thinks about situations. So I talked to him about, you know, what was going on with Eric Garner and the whole idea of the concept behind the album. And he came up with those words.
It's a fantastic record. It's called Breathless. The band in the studio today, Taylor Eigsty at the piano, Charles Altura on the guitar, Donald Ramsey bass, Chris Bailey drums. Terrence, what do you got for us next?
We're actually going to do the title track, but we don't have the words with us.
All right. Just the instrumental version.
Yeah, there you go. Breathless. Thank you.
Trumpeter Terrence Blanchard featuring the E Collective live in the studios here at KPLU. The fantastic new record called Breathless. That was the title track. Terrence, I was thinking about the education work you do. I know you're at Berklee College and you're at the Thelonious Monk Institute. Mm-hmm. And the new album is the kind of electronic music that a lot of young musicians are really favoring these days. And I wonder if you're finding yourself influenced by some of the students and the young people you're surrounded by.
Oh, definitely. Man, that's been going on since I've been teaching. Yeah. You know, I'm always amazed that I'm always amazed at what happens when you give talented kids the tools, same tools you've acquired, to help develop your ideas, you know. And I've seen a lot of guys, man, Alan Hampton, Ambrose Akinmusiri, you know, the list is endless, you know, of young people, Lionel, who've come through the program and constantly just amaze me with what they do, you know. And I'm not too ashamed to steal.
You were talking about getting ready for this album and talking and thinking about this record with a couple of drummers. It seems like the modern rhythm is really important to this record, too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, this is we've been saying that this band is a groove-based philosophy band, you know, but we still harmonically do a lot of other things we've been doing in the past and look to do in the future.
I was just reading a recent article I thought was so interesting, talking about how much mental energy it takes to be a jazz musician, a performer, a composer. And there's a funny bit about how you were saying older musicians had watched soap operas to kind of take their mind out of the music. Yeah. And I wonder what your tool is for that, to take your mind, unplug a little bit. Soap operas?
No, man. No. It's sports and the internet. You know, I mean, dude, if I get on the internet and you just start searching one thing, you could search something as serious as curing cancer, and 2 hours later you're watching cats climb trees. You know, it's pretty amazing. But also, I mean, you know, Donald and Taylor, you know, we're big football fans, so that occupies a lot of our conversation throughout the day.
We got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with, Terrence?
We're going to do a tune that was inspired by Oscar coming to my house when we first started putting this band together and just messing around on the drums. And I wrote a tune based off of that groove. And I gave it a title that kind of coincides with my Buddhist beliefs. It's called Confident Selflessness.
We'll be right back.